Track 10 and more news stories. New pharmacy at a former cafe gets the go-ahead. A pharmacy and three new flats has taken the next step to becoming a reality as an application to convert a building in Tynmouth's Triangle is approved by planners. Wellbeing have sought permission to change the use of 5 The Triangle from a restaurant to a pharmacy. The space was once the home of the Lemon Tree Cafe and the Pickwick restaurant before that. Teignbridge District Council has granted planning permission. The development hereby permitted shall begin before the expiry of 3 years from the date of this permission, said the council's notice. According to the design and access statement, the development will offer a balanced and well-considered solution that delivers economic, social and environmental benefits. It reflects a sustainable, viable and contextually appropriate use of a centrally located heritage building and should therefore be supported and approved without delay, the statement added. Teignmouth Town Council raised no objections to the application, however. It did express concerns about proposed bike racks, noting that they may obstruct the right-of-way and the fire exits. In addition to the change of use of the ground floor, they are also seeking to convert the first, second and third floors into 3 self-contained one-bedroom flats, creating a sensitive adaptation that preserves the building's historical and architectural significance, the heritage statement says. The new flats will be high quality and offer attractive views, making this change of use both beneficial for housing and essential for maintaining the building's long-term value, the statement added.
Bovie Tracy wins gold at Bloom. Green-fingered residents and business owners in Bovie Tracy have struck gold. The town has been praised by the mayor after a set of great results at the South West in Bloom 2025 competition. Overall, the town took gold with Bovie Tracy Primary School rated outstanding and shortlisted for the Clem Priest Memorial Cup. Gold was also awarded to Brookside Tea Room, which, in addition, was placed second in the Amberol Trophy for the best business floral display. Outstanding status was awarded to both the Friends of Millmarsh Park and Community Garden, while the Bovie Tracy Garden Club and Growing Space Initiative were classed as advancing. The Dartmoor Community Kitchen Hub was awarded thriving status. Mayor Councillor Sheila Brooke said, "Thank you to the community groups, businesses and so many other residents and volunteers who delivered a great outcome and achieved gold for the town. You are certainly putting Bovie Tracy on the map in the South West. What better way to celebrate this year's success with an even better display next year? So here's hoping more groups and businesses can be part of our entry in 2026. Many towns across the country are struggling to combat the twin challenges of online shopping and escalating business costs. Bovie is thankfully bucking that trend, and initiatives such as Southwest in Bloom provide the perfect platform for showcasing our amazing town and all that it has to offer. Certificates will be presented to the winners at a ceremony due to be held at the Riverside Centre on the 29th of October.
Harry Potholes comes to the villagers' rescue. A village blighted by potholes is celebrating long-awaited repairs as if by magic, thanks to Harry Potter being filmed there. Residents in Lusley have been complaining about the state of the village roads and lanes for years, with a special pothole reporting service set up. But while volunteers have tried to fix holes where they can, the arrival of the Harry Potter film crew and some wizardry intervention has finally helped fill them in. The village on the edge of Dartmoor is being used for filming of the new HBO series and revival of the iconic J.K. Rowling franchise. Pictures show the once treacherous road surface has now been smoothed out, much to the joy of long-suffering locals. Announcing news of the repair, the Lusley Parish Clerk said in a post on Facebook, "Good news, the filming company have been given permission by Devon County Council Highways to proceed with repairs on Rayland Path using an approved contractor." The contractor will fill all large potholes manually and will then assess if further work needs to be carried out. The path will not be shut, so can be used as normal. The council discussed the pothole issue in its last parish meeting and had earlier said the filming company had been in talks over re-tarmacking Rayland Path, but a subcontractor was needed to obtain quotes. The filming behind the project had been described as the worst kept secret under the secretive code name Brown Cat. Villagers welcomed the repairs, but questioned why it took the arrival of a wizard to start sorting out the issues. Filming has already taken place in Cornwall for the highly anticipated television adaptation of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Dominic McLaughlin steps into the iconic role made famous by Daniel Radcliffe. He leads a fresh-faced cast that includes Alistair Stout as Ron Weasley and Arabella Stanton as Hermione Granger. Nick Frost, known for Hagrid.
Care Home, nominated for 4 prestigious awards. A Dawlish care home is in the running for 4 awards for its dedication to looking after its residents. Sefton Hall, one of 4 homes run by Southern Healthcare, has been nominated for Care Home of the Year by Southwest Care Awards, Best Care Home 2025 by the National Care Awards, Regional Care Home of the Year South and Dementia Care Team of the Year by Caring UK Awards. The home in Plantation Terrace has a specific dementia wing where specialist care is offered to support residents living with very advanced dementia and mental health diagnosis.
Preparations underway for fireworks. A South Devon beach will go back to prehistoric times on the 1st of November for a Jurassic Park themed bonfire and fireworks display. Organised by Sheldon Parish Council and Teignmouth Town Council, the event is free to attend so local families can enjoy a traditional bonfire night. There will be lots of friendly, and not so friendly, dinosaurs messing about on Sheldon Beach, so we recommend that spectators arrive well before the bonfire is lit by the Sheldon Water Carnival Royal Party at 6:30, said Sheldon Parish Councillor and Chairman of the Bonfire and Fireworks Committee, Joe Crumbly. The fireworks, which are launched over the estuary from the Point in Teignmouth, start at 7:15.
And now we have a nice little story to end. Trotters Deborah and John run into love. It's a well-trodden fact that running with other people is good for camaraderie, but it's also fertile ground for finding one's spouse, as a local running group celebrated 2 of its members' forthcoming wedding. Deborah Hart and John Skinner first met through Teignbridge Trotters back in 2019. The couple quickly hit it off and were married this October. Prior to the wedding, fellow clubmates joined Deborah and John in celebration at Teignmouth Park Run. The pair are the 8th couple to have met and married through Teignbridge Trotters. It would seem run clubs are the new dating apps. Who knew? Both John and Deborah hold prominent roles in Teignbridge Trotters, the former being the 5K coach and the latter the championship secretary. And very good luck to them.